Welcome to Afyem Yerushalmi. We're holding in Kilayim Daf Beis in the Oiz V'Hadar edition, Perek Rishon, in the middle of Halacha Aleph. We're starting Daf Beis Amud Aleph, 7 lines on the top. The Mishnah said, Hasor Mishibo Shul, we have the list of all the items that are not Kilayim with each other. So says the Gemara, B'yayisev Shabarichanon, Kuloin Zugoy Zugois, meaning they're pairs. Every two are not Kilayim with each other. There is Kilayim between number one and number three, or number two and number four. But there's no kilayim between number one and two, or no kilayim between number three and four. Ask the Gemara, Ma kol pirkoi samaras, or lado hilchaso. This rule, that whenever we say that things are not kilayim with each other, and if we have an entire list we're referring to every peer it's not kilayim to each other, but not the entire list, does that apply only to this halacha, to this mishnah? Or it's for an entire list that we're going to have throughout this parak? We always say this rule. It says in the Gemara, "Mimado Omar Rav." Rav said, "Chamisha yirokoi shehodom yoytze behem midei chavoso bePesach." So in Psachim, Rav says the 5 things. There's 5 vegetables that a person can use them in Pesach for Mor. Kula mutarim lizor barugo. They all can be planted in one garden. The Gemara understands it means they can be planted together. That there's no kilayim between each other. Ve'amirin hadodir Rav pliga labirchanon. And we said that Rav says, argues Rabbi Yochanan. Why? Because Rabbi Yochanan said that only the things are not kilayim, only the pears, not the entire list. Not everything in the list is not kilayim. The vegetables that Rav spoke about, and that we say is kosher lamarer, is mentioned as a list in this perek in Maseches Kilayim. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, that not the entire list is not kilayim with each other. Only the pears are not kilayim, but the rest of the list is kilayim. That doesn't work with Rav that said all 5 vegetables can be planted together, I mean the entire list that collide with each other. The fact that we're saying that Rabbi Yochanan referred to a later Mishnah in the Perek, that shows that Rabbi Yochanan is not talking to only about our Mishnah, he's talking about the entire Perek. And that's what the Gemara says, Hado Amro, this tells us, Al Kol Pirkoi Samaras, that Rabbi Yochanan's rule refers to the entire Perek, that when we say there's no kilayim, it's only the peers, but not the entire list. Says the Gemara, Rav Shem Rav, Kulon Zugah Zugahs. Rav has said the name of Rav also, that the entire parak is only pears. Meaning that what's not kilayim is only every pear that's mentioned, not the entire list. Says the Gemara, according to that, Machlef HaShitos of the Rav. The Chur Rav changes opinion. Tamanu Oymer Kulon Min Echod, V'achu Omer Ochin. There, regarding Psochim, we said that you can plant in one garden all 5 vegetables. Masho, they're not kilayim with each other, the entire list. And here we said only the peers are not kilayim. Says the Gemara, look at the Rav Amar Kula Min Echot. Rav did not say that all 5 vegetables are the same type and therefore they can be planted together. Lo Yomar Ele Minei Yerokesim. All he said is that different types of vegetables. And therefore, Kula Mitom Nizora Barugo. They all can be planted in the same garden. There is a rule. There's Aloch L'Moshe Mesinai that tells us that if you have 5 different types of vegetables, that they are kilayim with each other. You're allowed to plant them in one garden in a certain way. The Mishnah is going to bring it later in the Masechta, and we talk about when you have a rug of shishol, when you have a 6x6, you can put it in, you can plant in it 5 different types of vegetables when you put it in the 4 corners and in the middle. And that's a special din by vegetables, that when you do it this way, there's no problem of kilayim. That's what Rav says. Rav says you should know that the 5 things that you can use for maror and pesach, they all are vegetables. They all can be planted in the arugo as vegetables can be done, not because they're not kilayim, but they have their rule how you can avoid the kilayim in a certain way. Continues the Gemara in that base and with base, the Gemara brings the list of the Mishnah regarding different types of items that are not kilayim with each other, the different peers. Hapol v'asapi v'chuli. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Yaisi said, B'shem Rabbi Chiya Barvo, Rabbi Yaisi, the name of Chiya Barvo said, they found on the notebook of Avir Ba'elis the following thing. It wasn't on his notebook, it was on his wall. What did it say there? It translated the list that the Mishnah says. And the translation is Pilo, Pishuno, Gilboino, Milvoso, Savone, Pesiloso. That's the translation of the list that the Mishnah said. Continues the Gemara and says, Kini Masniso, Rabbi Chaim explains it, the way you have to do the gears of the Mishnah is not poil halavon v'ashois, just halavon v'ashois. We're now referring to poil halavon, which is a certain type, as the Pnei Moshe points out over here, it's a white pea, but it's something else called halavon and the shois. Says the Gemara, "Avyoni lamami kashmo shois." Which, what is shois? The pea referring to? Shimishashas es alev umehaleches es bnei miayim. Meaning, it's bad for the heart. It's called metamtem es alev, and it works on the bnei miayim, which means, as Reb Chaim points out over here, is mishalshel. Meaning, it's not good for a person's body. Says the Mishnah Halacha Beis, hakishus v'amelafefoin einam kilaim zebeze. The way some of Farshim explain the big discussion, the Rishonim, which what we talked about exactly, some say there's different types of melons, not kilaim zebeze. Have you done any kilaim? Have you said this kilaim? Chazeres v'chazeres galin, different types of lettuce. Ulshin v'ulshin sodeh, another type of different greens. Kreishim, kreishi sodeh, different leeks. Kuzbar and kuzbar sodeh, different types of coriander. Chardol, chardol mitzri, different type of mustard. Vedlas mitzri, which is a pumpkin. Veharmutzo upoila mitzri v'charuf. Last two are the are bean and a carob. Einam kilayim zebezeh, they're not kilayim. So again, we talk about the list, and the Gemara said earlier, which means every pair is not kilayim with each other. Says the Morama of Yudu Bamenashe, divrei chachomim, the reason chachomim said that kishus and melafafor are not kilayim with each other, because odom noitel mo'achas mepitbo shel kishus, v'noito v'ineses avatiach. A person takes a piece of the kishus, and he, when he plants it, it becomes avatiach, which is a type of melon. It changes its form. I mean, if you take one type, it can grow to something else. Odom noitel mo'achas mepitbo shel avatiach, v'noito v'ineses melafafor. Meaning, it's changed forms. You can take one melon, turn it to be another melon. So you see, they're all the same type. It starts as kilayim. The reason why these things change forms is because it began as kilayim. There's a piece of the of avatiach, which is a type of melon, watermelon. And then you take a piece of an apple. You plant it together. And when they grow together, they become kilayim, and that's the melafafoin. Don't tell me that melafafoin, this melon, comes from another melon automatically. It comes from another melon together with a combination of something else. So it's kilayim to begin with. So it's not the same type of the original melon. Continues the Gemara Dav Gimel Amud Aleph, Lefum Ken Tzavchin Lebelishti Yevon Melafafoin. That's what they call it in Greek, melafafoin. Melafafoin means a mix-up. It starts as a mix-up. Continues the Gemara and says, "Akishus avatiach ma Omar bar Rabbi Yehuda." Rabbi Yehuda says his words regarding what's called melafafoin. What about kishus avatiach? Again, different types of melon and pumpkins. Is that Rabbi Yehuda there will agree that they're considered to be the same type? So the Gemara Nishreinim Meado will learn from the following: "Hakishuin va'avatichim ve'amelafafoinois einom kilaim ze beze." So you just have a list of different type of melons. Say they're not kilaim with each other. Rabbi Yehuda imer kilaim. You see, clearly, Rabbi Yehuda holds that the entire list is kilayim. Says the Gemara, no. Noimar, we can explain like this. Hakishuim ve'amelafafoin inam kilayim zebeze. Tanakama holds that kishuim ve'amelafafoin not kilayim. Havitayich ve'amelafafoin inam kilayim zebeze. They're also not kilayim with each other. Rabbi Yehuda, are you kilayim? And Rabbi Yehuda says it is kilayim. Meaning, when you said ta'amelafafoin, which Tanakama holds it to be a separate melon, it's not a kilayim with other melons. It is kilayim because Rabbi Yehuda holds the melafafoin comes. It starts from a kilayim with an apple. So that's what Rabbi Yehuda argues on any combination with melafafoin. But ha kishus avatiach tzricho. But we still didn't answer the question: is kishus avatiach these type of melons, which are not melafafoin, is a kilayim with each other or not? We don't have clear from this brayso. All we see in the brayso is Rabbi Yehuda argues on what Tanakama said. We can explain that Rabbi is only arguing on the melafafoin, and the melafafoin is kilayim, and not like Tanakamo. But the other meaning, if they're kilayim with each other, we don't know for sure. So Gemara says we don't have an answer to this question. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Kilayim Daf Beis.